happy to be here. What you missed playing on that description of hers is she talked about how happy everyone was on the old equipment, which you yourself have just acknowledged. What we all know is that nobody was happy playing on that equipment because it certainly wasn't. It was run down and had a number of problems and probably dangerous. But
right.
We did have a new park. It definitely has features in it that are there for all levels. It does have a climbing wall because the idea is to do it for all levels. I think Councilwoman Breyer, you probably didn't hear her clip. She was very happy about it. She thought the climbing wall was great and gives features for different kids and different things. This is one of the reasons we don't ask council members to design parks. We don't ask the mayor to design parks. We ask professionals, and we ask them to make sure they're inclusive for all people. The problem that Councilman Meyer sometimes has is the word inclusion. Inclusion doesn't mean just for one type of people that she thinks about. It means it's there for everyone. So there are things there for everyone. That's what we're trying to do at our park. But we're 55,000 people. We got to have parks that are designed for everyone. There's something there, and if you come into a park, it's not going to be totally for one group. It just can't be. That's not what we can do. So. I very much support the things we've done. You've seen the other parks that we've put in. I know the one at Parker Circle right by her is totally one that's weren't there for people with disabilities and inclusion. We try to do the same thing at all of ours. That's why we hire professional people. We try to put our park together. But we don't make our parks for one group only. We do try to make them for everyone. That's where people are happy when they're playing on them, unlike the old stuff, which you've already admitted and acknowledged was not very good.
Yeah, no, it was a dangerous. I remember a couple of years ago doing a video about it. I'm like, this is not good. This needs to be replaced. And as you say, there are other parks as well, like Hitzman obviously has the adaptive stuff on there. So, and there are certainly places that have that. And I think it sounds like to me her complaint is we didn't have enough of the equipment there for them, and you're saying no, there's some for everybody, and that's kind of the point of thinking about a regional park.
Well, if your position, Andrew, is only represent one people, then you've got to ask for more to be there. That's not our objective. That's not what we're trying to do.
Right.
That's not what I think the city should be doing. And I think when it came to a citywide election, I think the results of how the public felt about her position were pretty, were evident. I think playing for a community, you got to plan for everyone.
Speaking of the election that was last night, we had Ann Hill lost her election, re-election bid against Allison Patton, who won fairly handily. And Charles Baer, former city council member at large and then also candidate for mayor, he did not win that election, but he won by an almost 2-1 margin in District 2. What's your read on the implications of this for the city council?
I think it will be interesting to see what happens. I think overall, the thing that comes out about it, they were asking me some things about looking at it. I said, if you look at it from when I took office, every single, myself and every other council member either decided not to rerun or they were defeated if they ran. So except for one. One got returned without even having to do anything.
That's Jared Moore. Yeah.
Jared's the only one still there. I think it speaks more to, I think Jared is sort of what, I think where the city is looking for. I think Jared does an incredible job of not just, Jared's job is, the way he sees it is not to be there just for his district. He sees it to be there for the city and to try to do things that are the betterment of the city. And I think it's a credit to him. I think it says a lot about him in this. And I tend to focus more on that than any, one or the other. I think things happen, stuff happens, people change. I think we've never had a time period where people are just unhappy with things because there's not a lot of stability. And I think that creates an electorate that kind of goes back and forth, which is why you see so many new faces throughout it. But I am optimistic about where we go. I think we've got a good new mayor. We've been working with him and the team to bring things. He's going to do things, some things that are different that I've never done. He brings new skills. I'm confident he'll do that. But at the same time, I think he very much, I think the election showed he was one of the few people that that didn't try to run things against me. In fact, he put me on his flyer, his very last one, which I didn't get any permission to do that, but smart move on his part.
There's a little image and likeness infringement allegation going on here.
It's an old political trick. It's an old political trick. You always run that one right before the end, and then you're like, oh, I didn't mean to run that one. Pictures we had.
Forgiveness, permission, right? That's the way these things work. Hey, speaking of that, you're talking about some of the mayors. You did something kind of interesting over the last week. You have started honoring people like Louis Baer with the Key to the City and honoring former mayors with naming rooms after them. Mayor Hayward, Mayor Fogg, yeah. Mayor Maygarden, right?
Yes. Well, we have Wibbs and Hagler Mason, which Wibbs left office in the 80s, so it's been a long time since we've named a room after anybody else there, but we got a lot of rooms. We got 7th floor conference room, 6th floor conference room. Yeah, every floor has a conference room. I said, why don't these have names? And they said, you can do that. I said, all right, we're going to do it. So, I thought it was important to recognize some people. I mean, very unique situations. You have Jerry Maygarden, who actually served as a council member and the mayor. He's the one that took over after Wibbs left. He did that. Then we John Fogg. John Fogg is the longest serving tenured mayor, and I didn't even know that. I did not know. I still thought Wibbs would have been, but he actually outserved Wibbs in both capacities. I didn't realize he was both back in the appointed day and an elected, although I never believe he actually held an election. I think he just was the only one that filed.
Okay.
Then, of course, Ashton was the first strong mayor we had. So, all of them had something that they, did something different in the city and what they had done. And so, for me, it was a chance to recognize them and for us to have conference rooms now that we can go to besides just Wibbs.
Okay, so, I got to ask you this question. So you're naming conference rooms after former mayors, Maygarden, Fogg, Hayward. Did you leave a conference room open, Mr. Mayor?
Well, again, that won't be that'll be a choice for later decisions later on for each mayor to decide those things. So I can't control that. But, my obviously for 30 something years they never thought about naming anybody after anything. So for me, I was like, hey, we have some really good people that have put a lot into this community. They gave a lot.
I appreciate that. And I think it's a neat thing. It's just, it's as you say, it's, if you've got rooms that don't have a name, maybe we name them for something. We're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson. We'll be back in just a second with him. Got a couple other questions. Before that, Candy Color Tennis, traffic on the fives.
All right, traffic on the fives. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like I-10, I-110 running clear. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. Candy Colorton News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mayor Grover Robinson. And I'm going to ask you this because I don't know the answer, and maybe it's just because I haven't been here long enough, but I don't know where Hagler and Mason come from. Where do those names represent?
Hagler, I believe, was a mayor. He was a mayor in the 40s and 50s, and I believe Hagler was an administrator here. Of course, as the airport is actually Hagler Field, mm-hmm. And I believe it's after him. I will check that and verify, but I believe that is correct.
Okay,
that he was a longtime administrator here for the city, and those things were named for him.
Very good. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, first of all, there's an announcement came out of the city yesterday that the Heritage Oak on North Spring Street, right there south of Cervantes, is going to stay. That's going to get protected.
It is, and I was very happy to get to announce that before I left. But also want to give a big congratulation out there to Mayor Heather Lindsay. She won her election last night as the mayor of Milton. Very happy about that for her and also Mayor Fitch, but also in Gulf Breeze. But I did want to say Heather was the one that put a lot of energy into that thing and making sure that the tree was going to be saved. And so we did reach a resolution with the owners, and at least from the standpoint of that point, we saved a maybe one of the oldest trees in the city. So,
yeah.
It was I think it was just good collaboration and the way things worked, and it was good to get a settlement out of it.
Yeah, very good. And by the way, for people who don't know, Mayor Lindsay also works as the deputy city attorney in the city of Pensacola, which is why she was working on that for the city. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, just because everybody gets excited at this time of year, I think downtown might be a little brighter tonight. Is that right?
It will be. It will be. Obviously, somebody turned out the lights on Sunday when we went back an hour. So, in order to counter that, I think we've got everything ready to go to turn on some lights downtown, some Christmas lights ready to go in advance of Thursday. We have somebody coming to the city council. We got good Saint Nick is coming to the city council. Santa Claus will be there with his reindeer, so bringing in some Christmas joy. So we definitely will be getting lights on tonight, and it will be great to see downtown. It always looks great when it has its Christmas lights on.
Outstanding. Very good. Mayor Grover Robinson. I got all these other mayors in my head, like Mayor Ashton Hayward and so on. If I call you by the wrong name, that's the reason why. Mayor Grover Robinson, as always, thanks so much for the time, sir, as we're starting to get short on your tenure. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
I think next week may be our last call, but I'll look forward to it. That'd be good.
Absolutely. And your last city council meeting coming up tomorrow night. Thank you so much for the time. 7:50 on News Radio.